And welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff of Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest updates in dermatology, to exclusive interviews with leading industry experts, and a glimpse of what goes on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Morgan Petronelli. Today we're discussing acne caused by wearing a mask, otherwise known as maskne, as well as the external and internal causes and tips for prevention. Let's dive right in. Today I have joining me Dr. Amir Karam, double board certified facial plastic surgeon of Carmel Valley Facial Plastic Surgery and Aesthetic Center, located in San Diego, California. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to start off with maskne here. Can you explain exactly what maskne is?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Our practice is focused on facial plastic surgery. We don't see a ton of it coming through as patients asking us to diagnose or treat it per se. A lot of them naturally go to their dermatologist, etc. But the ones that we have seen, it's a real issue, because on one hand, you really, you know, it's important to keep your mask on. It's for your protection, the protection of others. And nowadays, if you're at work and different situation, you're required to wear it 8 hours, 10 hours a day. As a surgeon, I'm pretty used to wearing a mask all the time, and it hasn't been much of a thing. But for a lot of people who are new to it, it certainly has been. And I think the other aspect of the differences between what you do surgically versus what you're doing in the public is, a surgeon wears a new mask every time they go into the OR and then they discard it. But a lot of these masks that people are wearing, and I think this is part of the reason, is there's a large variety of different types of masks that are out there, from different materials to different tensions to all this. And people have to, especially in the beginning, they were scarce. They weren't like you could just go out and buy one for every single day and throw it away. And they're relatively expensive. So what we see, and what I think is contributing to the underlying cause of it, is, first of all, the mask, depending on the material, creates kind of a humid environment. There's friction that's involved in the mask rubbing against the face. The combination of that and the fact that many times these masks are worn day in and day out, which pick up bacteria, they pick up, fungus and different things. The frictional component can cause some issues with the clogging of the pores and breaking down the epidermis that can lead to acne, as well as just the humid environment, which can propagate certain bacteria as well as fungus. So there's a kind of a multiple sources of reasons why that can happen. But those are sort of the underlying, major contributors to mask acne.
And on that, what are some of the internal and external factors with masking? What happens underneath the skin? What happens on top?
Yeah, I think, as I sort of alluded to before, I think part of it is a mechanical issue that's happening on the surface of the skin. That friction and breakdown is, especially if the skin is dry, and a lot of people aren't putting their normal moisturizers on. They're not necessarily putting sunscreen. So the skin doesn't have really a protective barrier beyond the epidermis. And that physical breakdown that happens with the mask rubbing against it is an underlying issue. Deeper to that, again, also because of the lack of many patients aren't putting things on their face as far as moisturizer and things like that, can also create sort of a perfect environment for bacteria and yeast to ferment and grow. So I think the physical barrier that's involved, as well as the mechanical friction that occurs, all of which can definitely contribute to that. And I think, again, for a lot of people, they're frustrated with it because, at some point you take your mask off and you have all this acne around it. And it's been kind of a live and real issue for many patients, or many people, actually.
Oh, I know for me, it's definitely been. So I've had a few breakouts here and there. Normally my skin's really clear, so that's good to know. But do you have any tips on how to prevent mask acne and irritation?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the consensus among dermatologists and skin professionals is there's several things. Number one, it's really important to use a very bland moisturizer on your skin at all times. So that's a very important component to it. What I mean by bland is something that doesn't have a lot of chemicals, a lot of fragrance, a lot of things that that your skin could potentially react to. Second is, using mask materials that are very light and breathable. Nice cotton masks are very good, as opposed to like Lycra and some of the other, more heavy materials. Satin, silk, those masks allow more breathability and they're lighter on the skin, so they're decreasing the frictional components to it. Exchanging, your air a little bit and keeping it from getting really moist underneath the mask. On the flip end, those breathable and lighter type of materials are not as protective. So there's that side of it as well. So those, that's the downside of it. Other things that are important to do is make sure you're washing your face very, consistently, morning and night to keep the skin surface clean. We mentioned the moisturizer, but it's also super important. I think this is something that people don't take care of enough, is washing your mask, because at the end of the day, I mean, most people, they have a mask, they put it in their pocket or put it in their purse or put it wherever it is, and they put it on their face, spend the day, then the night they put it back into their purse, and it goes on and on. And sometimes it's sitting on a table, it's sitting on this, and your saliva, your breath, something on the table, something on the chairs, your hands, like you're manipulating. So it picks up a lot of dirt and debris. And then you put that on your face, you can see how that would not be a great thing for your skin. So it's really important to have a, different masks. And then you come home at night, at the end of the day, wash it with warm soap, soapy water, and let it hang dry for the night. Make sure that the soaps that you use for it are very strong, so very light, bland type of soaps that don't have a lot of fragrance involved in it. And wash it and then use a new one the next day, So going through that, I think, is really important. Very, very few people, I think take that part as seriously as they should.
Well, those are some great tips. I appreciate it so much. And thank you for taking the time to talk to me, and you have a great day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
For more Dermatology Times content, from articles and videos to podcasts, you can visit www.dermatologytimes.com.